Let's go.
So we read excerpts from our source texts. The first one is from Abash, Love of Friends, Part 1. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren by being together with my brothers," meaning by being in a group where there's love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. This trail is called a path of bestowal, and this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there's no other way but love of friends, by which each one can help his friend. And the man said, "They have departed hence." And Rashi interpreted that they have departed from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This, in the end, caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception.
Okay, let's continue.
Let's continue with excerpt 2 from Abash, from the article. What does it mean that before the Egyptian minister fell, their outcry was not answered in the work? The Ari says that the exile in Egypt was that the view of Kedusha, of holiness, was in exile. This means that the Klipa of Egypt ruled over the people of Israel. We should interpret what the people of Israel means. And what it means that the whole nation wanted to work for the sake of the Creator, not for their own sake. As it is known that Israel means Yashal Kel, or straight to the Creator, meaning everything for the Creator. While the governance of Pharaoh is the opposite, to work only for one's own sake. For this reason, the view of Kedusha means that we must work for the sake of the Creator, meaning to bestow. This discernment was in exile under the rule of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
We're going to continue. We're going to read verse number 4 from Rabash. The connection between Passover, Matzah, and Maror. When one wants to walk on the path of bestowing contentment upon one's Maker, and not for one's own sake, the body resists with all its might and does not let him make any movements. It takes away from him all the motivation and strength that he had in order to do things for the Creator. When a person sees the truth as it really is, meaning he sees how immersed he is in self-love, and there is not a spark in his body that will let him do anything in order to bestow. In that state, a person has already achieved the truth, meaning he has come to the recognition of evil, at which time he has no way to help himself, and there is only one advice: to cry out to the Creator to help him. As it is written, "And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried out, and their cry rose up to God from the work."